You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Well, it's time now for our weekly catch-up with RNIB Chief Executive Simon Antrobus. Simon Crossanall, welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio.
Hi, good to be here.
Well, lots going on as ever within the charity. We're looking outside at the moment, and we're thinking about a discussion that was due to take place in accessible voting earlier in the week in the House of Commons. But the UK government will now discuss the topic in September, always an important one to keep in the front of our minds. What does RNIB hope can come out of this discussion?
Well, look, it's a really important area for us, accessible voting, and we strongly feel that the government needs to take some serious steps to make sure that blind or partially sighted people can, alongside their sighted peers, vote in person in a polling station. And we feel that there's much more the government can do in this space, and we've been pushing them long and hard to take the steps necessary. In some areas they accept and understand it and have taken some steps, but we don't feel enough. And it's regrettable in a way that they pushed the debate back to September. But we're resolved to keep going on this one and to make sure that we're standing up rightly for the right kind of accessibility, because this is also about inclusion. And there are some steps the government can take. We've seen progress in Scotland, so there's been some steps taken there which are reassuring, but they still don't go the whole way. And there is technology that can help here, and although the government might say it's costly and expensive, equality and accessibility are non-negotiable, really, in my book.
It's a time of great change in Westminster, of course, with a new Prime Minister coming in very soon. Are we expecting changes once the new Prime Minister takes office?
Well, it's interesting, isn't it? It's hard to tell. I mean, I'm fascinated by this idea of a number 10 in the North, and it strikes me that there's a fantastic opportunity for any new Prime Minister that's got an idea about creating what is essentially greater accessibility to government, isn't it, by putting it in the North as well, that should be a beacon of accessibility and should be thinking about visual impairment and how if you establish that facility, number 10 in the North, it should be a beacon of accessibility. So I don't think we're seeing any indications from Andy Burnham yet that he'll shift things when it comes to blind and partially sighted people. But I think it's an opportunity, isn't it? When somebody comes in new and clearly wants to make an impact and wants to be able to demonstrate that he understands the issues that are important, we have an opportunity to impress upon him and his, when he does his any kind of reshuffle, impress upon him and his ministers how important it is to think about sight loss when it comes to anything that the government might do, but in particular the things around the NHS. Is absolutely critical. So we'll be monitoring that really closely. We're already having conversations about what it might mean, what changes might happen that we can play a part in or influence. And we won't stop from talking about the key things that are really important. We've been working really hard on access to work and the benefits review that's been happening in the Department for Work and Pensions at Westminster. We'll continue to do that work. That's really important. We are ongoing with the excellent work that we do from a policy and public affairs point of view in terms of Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland. That will continue as well. So it's an opportunity maybe to have a bit of a rethink and a reset, but to continue with the things that we think are really important for blind and partially sighted people anyway, regardless of who's the Prime Minister and who's in charge.
We're still enjoying some very warm weather across the country, and the RHS Sandringham Flower Show seems like a lovely place to spend some time in this weather. That will open on Thursday, July the 23rd. RNIB are represented once again, this time with the garden celebrating Talking Books, another lovely project.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's a real opportunity for us to raise the profile of RNIB at an amazing event, but also to showcase the importance of accessible reading, essentially, and talking books. And you know, talking books we've been involved in for almost a century. This is a fundamental program of inclusion and connection for blind and partially sighted people. So it's absolutely right that we should celebrate that. And you know, a garden at the Sandringham Flower Show in the summer is a good way of doing it, because of course it goes beyond the importance of talking books and how vital that is to blind and partially sighted people. It's also about this fundamental principle about being included in wider society and what it means to feel included and to belong. And that is about, you know, the things that we all hold dear, which is about the ability to relax and enjoy the things that are important to us, whether that's, you know, reading or music, you know, but talking books opens the door for education and vocational progress as well. So it's all of those things and leisure, all of those things that are vital that we're celebrating with this garden. And you know, it just shows you, doesn't it, the lengths that we can go to at RNIB to showcase these important issues and to tell a story for blind and partially sighted people, and you know, celebrate achievements, but equally remind people of what's absolutely vital to kind of lead a full life if you're visually impaired.
And will you get a chance to go, Simon? Will you be able to make it along to Sandringham?
Well, I'm not far from it, so I was just talking to a colleague actually about this, and I'm very keen to go. So yeah, I'm hoping that there's every opportunity that I can join colleagues on one of the days. It's an important thing to show up on, so yeah, hoping to be able to get there.
Lots to look forward to in the coming weeks. And of course, for any questions you might have about any of RNIB services, you can call the helpline on 0303 123 9999. For now, Simon Antrobus, Chief Executive of RNIB, Diolch yn fawr iawn I chi. Thanks again for your time this week, and thanks for speaking to us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.